the electric, we had lamps, candles.
And what did you burn the lamp?
We called it lamp oil. Now they call it kerosene.
Did you ever make one of these out of, like, with a rag and a kind of a bottle or a can?
Yeah.
Do you have it? What would you call something like that? Yeah, I just went and made myself a... Well, there, I'll tell you, this is pretty interesting. In North, the reason I asked this question is because a woman in northern Alabama said flamboy. And that's a flamboy, and the only time I've ever heard that is in Shakespearean plays or something,
yeah,
where they talk about it. A torch or something. But a torch is another word that it's sometimes called.
Well, now, what we call a torch here, like if we had a fire in the fireplace and wanted to build one in the kitchen stove, you take a piece of that torch with a piece of pine wood that lights real quick. You stick it in the fireplace and then go to the stove, which could be good with your torch. That's the only word I ever heard of.
Yeah. Well, that, now, when you hang your clothes out to dry, carry them out in a clothes you wash them.
Oh, wow. Clothes basket today, and then it was
a,
I don't know, it seemed like they just took
them out in the dishpan, or... Well, a clothes basket. If you bought something about this high, it looks like a little barrel that has nails for nails. Not as big as a barrel, but...
Yeah,
but you buy nails, and nails would come in there, and also rum would come in there, something smaller than a barrel. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. But I know they always say something of nails. They say
we don't have that.
If
you're buying nails, you get a nickel for it or a dime for a certain kind of nail. 4 pennies, 6 pennies, 8 pennies.
I just can't think of anything else. I'm thinking of the cake. But
a cake?
Yeah.
We used to have a cake in there. Nail cake.
Yeah.
I have one of them. I have a nail cake in my metal cake. People used to sit around the store. Turn the nail peg upside down, and that made you chairs around the store while people sat and talked and things like that.
And around the barrel, things kept staves
hooked. Staves are hooked.
And something you put in a bottle.
Stopper or cork.
And would you call it either one, no matter what it was made of?
Yeah, if it was made of cork, you called it cork. And if there's a stopper, it could be a piece of a cob or a roll of paper.
How about a little musical instrument?
Well,
when you're playing it.
Juice harp.
That's something you drive nails with.
A hammer.
Okay. And the part of a wagon that goes up between the two horses.
Tongue.
And the part that's got a buggy that goes up on either side of the horse.
What's the name you have?
Well, I have a lot of Shav.
Shav? Yeah. That's what I thought, the buggy Shav and the wagon tongue.
And now these are parts of the wheel, the inside part that they the hub, but then the parts of the hub, but what goes through the hub? That is part of the wheel. Sure. Now, the part of the wheel that actually touches the ground.
Tire.
And then that's nailed onto the...
spoke.
No. This, here, you know what a wheel's put together? Make a wheel, what they call those things?
That's the rim.
The whole thing would be the rim when it's all made. But before...
Yeah,
you ever hear those called felt?